this show's about jazz? They didn't tell us it was about jazz. Do we have to know anything about jazz to actually be... All right, welcome back, America. This is Rob Gray, joined here tonight by Mr. Phil Pozderek. We're live at Enchiladas Mexican Restaurant in beautiful, smoking hot Dallas, Texas. If you're listening right now at 11:40 a.m., come on over. Forget about traffic. 6:35 is probably not that bad right now. Stop by, say hello, and meet the team that's out here promoting the truth, as you will soon find out over the next couple weeks, months, as you tune in every day. I'm a Dallas resident myself. I'm happy to be here, part of the community, doing my part to help you and the rest of America wake up to what's really going on out there and helping people get back to real value, real trading, barter, community currencies, and helping put control and the issuance of money back in the hands of the people in the marketplace. But we got a very special program here tonight, Phil. I don't know if either one of them us actually know what we're supposed to be talking about, but it's September 1st. It's the first day of 11:40 a.m. here in Dallas. So who better to have as a co-host than you know, somebody that's been in Dallas for years and has been part of the community and somebody that's been paying attention to all the stuff that's going on here in town than you, Phil Pozderek. So welcome to the show. Hop in on that microphone there. You got to get nice and close for it to hear you.
Well, thanks, Rob, and thanks, John, for having me out this evening. It's a beautiful evening. Actually starting to cool off here a little bit, finally.
Now,
my goodness, I thought I was going to melt on the way over.
It's been 107,000 degrees for the last 60 days here in town, and I think the rest of Texas is pretty much about the same, right?
Yeah, we've had a system of high pressure hanging over the whole state for the last 2 months, it seems like. You know, the jet stream's been way up north, and I mean, we're in severe drought conditions right now. Of course, there's a huge fire at Possum Kingdom Lake right now. It's over 10,000 acres. You know, it's destroyed, you know, 25, 30 homes already.
Wow. Now, this is a natural phenomenon, this heat and dryness, or is this something that they've been engineering out of that that HARP thing up in Alaska?
That's a good question. I really don't believe that the government is controlling the weather. You know, so, what I really think is happening is, of course, we're at the beginning of another sunspot cycle. And, of course, next year is supposed to be the apex of the sun cycle. And we haven't had this kind of sunspots in 150 years. Next year we're supposed to have an extremely you know, large amount of sunspots and kind of an unwinding on the sun. And NASA says that potentially next year we could actually have, you know, gamma ray bursts that hit the Earth. And if that happens, it could be devastating. This could be the end time prophecy.
It's actually really funny you mentioned that, because we had Jack Spierko, who does the Survival Podcast at the AG Trading Post last year, 2 years ago. And he was given a class on modern urban survival, talking about, you know, how to prepare if times get bad or even if they don't. And, you know, he was sitting there. He's like, I'm not an end of days conspiracy theorist guy, but I just it kills me that the next time that we're supposed to have these sunbursts is actually 2012.
Yeah.
So it could be the big event, and it just happens to line up with the calendar for all those 2012 people out there.
Again, I'm not a gloom and doom kind of guy on that front. And I think the chances that one of these gamma ray bursts will actually hit us, since, you know, the sun is a globe, so it could come off in any direction. And the chance of one actually, you know, being a direct hit on Earth and causing catastrophic damage, I think, are relatively slim.
Yeah.
Nonetheless, you know, I think people are just waking up to the fact that there's a lot of stuff out there that could just, you know, crush us all real quick.
Yeah, it doesn't take a lot in this wonderfully strange universe we live in. But when we come back from the break in just a moment, we'll talk a little bit about who you are and what we want to accomplish here tonight. So stick with us here. Phil Pozderek, Rob Gray at Enchiladas in Dallas.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hey, hey, have you ever danced in the rain? Or thank the sun just for shining, just for shining for the sea? Oh, no.
Back here, live, Enchiladas Mexican Restaurant, Dallas, Texas. If you are nearby, stop by. Come say hello. Be part of the team. Now, that music there is actually my old music. I used to have a show here on Republic Broadcasting years ago that talked about barter, honest money, because my belief is pretty firm. Money is at the root of this problem, and we've got a major monetary crisis. And I actually had a news reporter from the Dallas Morning News do an interview just a couple weeks ago talking about, you know, the barter thing, and apparently I showed up on a list of hate groups or something like that from the Southern Poverty Law Center. So they wanted to, you know, get my side of the story. And I said, okay, well, let's get to that in a minute. But first, let's ask a question. Why are more people why are not more people from the media, from, you know, the journalistic perspective, taking a look at this money problem? We've got a real problem with money here in our country. What it is, where it comes from, how it works, how it gets to us. You know, it's like Henry Ford said.
I got to disagree with you. I know Henry Ford said if people really understood the monetary system that there would be a revolution by in the morning.
Right.
And, of course, my disagreement with you, Rob, is that there is no money in the United States.
Well, there's legal tender or there's the fiat currency. It's not obviously real lawful money, but now we're just getting way ahead of ourselves here because there's a problem.
You have to look at the definition of money. The definition of money says it specifically excludes promissory notes. And promissory notes are what Federal Reserve notes are. They're an obligation of the United States government to pay the Federal Reserve Bank. This is not money. You can't pay your debts with this. And, of course, you know, this is all, you know, it says right on the top, you know, Federal Reserve. It says right below it, United States. It's even signed. Well, I mean, that's a debt.
This one here is a little bit different because this is – what I think money actually used to be. This is a $1 bill from 1957, and it says $1 in silver payable to the bearer on demand. This was not the money. This was a representation of the money, of the silver, of the gold that backed up our currency for hundreds of years. And they
our currency is based on coin. And if you look at the 1792 Coin and Mintage Act, you know, a dollar is defined as a certain amount of gold and a certain amount of silver.
That's right.
And so this has never been repealed or revoked, or actually it's been revised in the 1960s by Lyndon Johnson, I believe, when they actually devalued the currency. But, you know, the whole problem is this inflation. Now that we have a fiat currency, they can just continue to add to the money supply. And when they add to the money supply, the price of everything goes up eventually. Because what we do is we export that inflation, and, of course, we steal from the rest of the countries. What scares me is that the United States is only 5% of world population.
Yeah.
After you steal from everybody for a long, long time, eventually they get mad.
And then they want you to do something about it. And I think that we're seeing that right now with you know, China buying all these GM plants, China putting a 40 or 50 square mile you know, economic development zone up in Idaho. I mean, there's a lot of scary stuff happening now, and people say, oh, it's
good. Well, there's supposed to be 250 free trade zones owned by the Chinese that we're going to give them, five, you know, or an average of five in every state in the United States. And effectively what they're going to have is they're going to have small Chinese, you know, communities that are run under Chinese law that are foreign territory right here in the United States. Now, you got to ask yourself, why are they doing that? Why are they going to move a bunch of people here, and why are they going to set up all these free trade zones?
What's the answer?
I don't know the answer. I can only suspect that since 14th Amendment citizens of the United States are chattel property, that if we default on the loan, that basically your labor is owned. You know, if they had 250, you know, installations here, they could use you as slave labor to collect the debt.
I don't really like to be a slave, so that would actually not work out well for me at all.
Well, this is what we were talking about the other day, because, you know, all U.S. citizens are chattel property. Effectively, they're slaves.
Yeah.
They're subjects of the Congress.
Okay, so we have a money problem here in the country.
Oh,
and,
no kidding.
You know, communities, you know, take ownership of that problem, like they've done recently in Arlington, right? Didn't they just recently here in Arlington make a real big move to help out the community, to, you know, bring all kinds of economic prosperity?
Well, you know,
to...
you have that public-private partnership of Jerry Jones and the city of Arlington over there, you know. And so the people of Arlington get to pay 2% more for everything they buy for the next 20 years to make up this $350 million bond in order to help, you know, Jerry, this rich guy, build a, you know, a new building.
Take me through how this whole thing came together. It's 2008. It's the height of the economic meltdown. The bubbles are bursting all across the country, all across different markets, and it's time to build a new stadium. Obviously, the old one wasn't good enough, and it's time for a new one.
Well, I mean, to me, that's the ultimate question, is what's wrong with the old stadium? They just finished paying off the 30-year bond. The building is only 30 years old. There's a lot of deferred maintenance on it. But there's no money to steal out of it for Jerry. I mean, if when you build a billion-dollar building, think of how much money you can rip out of the construction fund. There's hundreds of millions in steel in there. Come on.
Sure.
And, of course, you know, it always helps when you're subsidized by the city. You know, I'd like to be able to go and find a mayor who'd, you know, tax the citizens and give me $350 million so I could build a, you know, an edifice to myself. It's a great deal.
So the city approved it. How? What was the dynamic for that getting approved? Did they actually put it to a vote for the city, or was it just the city council? Or
I mean, I have no idea how to make the politics work. You know, I'd be in politics if I knew how to do that stuff.
So they built this monstrosity. I've actually never been there. You've been there before?
Oh, I mean, it's a work of art. There's no question about it. I mean, it is a huge building, and, you know, I was told that all the steel is imported.
Really? What a shame. Wow.
You know, we're America's team, so don't buy Pittsburgh steel because we hate the Pittsburgh Steelers. Imported from Belgium.
Oh, man. What a mess. Okay, so we've got this monetary crisis. We've got this problem with our money. And a lot of it comes back to inflation. And we talk about inflation. People understand that inflation. I think that the general public – you know, as a basic rule, understands the term inflation, but do they really ever know what it means? Do they ever understand what it feels like? Have they ever been able to equate it?
Inflation is such a terrible word because it makes it seem like something's getting bigger. Inflating, it's getting bigger.
And bigger's always better. Where,
you know, you should think of it in terms of devaluation. The dollar is devaluing. You know, and of course, the way that they calculate this consumer price index, absolutely nuts.
Yeah.
It's absolutely ludicrous. And of course, this is one of the tools that they use to steal from seniors who are on a fixed income. Because think about it, if they report that the CPI went up 2.2% last year, and, you know, inflation, in fact, was 10%. Well, how do I know it was 10%? Well, they borrowed $1.4 trillion. The outstanding debt's $14 trillion. It's pretty easy math. 1.4 divided by 14 is 10%. They inflated the currency.
Right.
So I know the inflation rate is going to be 10%, but they only count certain items, and so they come up with 2.2%. They give you your cost of living adjustment, your increase in your, you know, fixed income of 2.2%, and, of course, you lose 7.8% of the purchasing power, your dollar, every year. Tell people in America they don't understand inflation? Go ask anybody who's on a fixed income. They understand inflation. Everything's more and more expensive every year. They get a little bit more money every year, but every year it buys a little bit less, a little bit less, and a little bit less. And the price of everything goes up and up until, you know, they're having to make the decision. Do they pay the air conditioning electric bill, or do they buy food this month?
You know, that's actually the reason that I got into this thing in the first place, because grandparents in our family are getting ready to go back to work at Walmart because they don't have enough money anymore to make ends meet. I mean, these are people that have worked farms and save their entire lives, you know, kind of like the official, you know, apple pie Americans that never spent money on anything they didn't need. They always saved. They always put money away. They always made smart investments. And here they are retired, getting ready to go back to Walmart, go back into the workforce because they just don't have enough money to make.
The American dream has been subverted by the banksters.
It's been sold. Well, and, you know, that's the problem. The problem is that you thought you could just do it right. You know, you thought you could just sit back, kind of like follow the rules, and you'd be okay. But now you've got currency trading. You've got debt
swaps. Well, the problem most Americans have now is we have a globalized economy. And so you can't just look at what's happening here and try to see what's going on. You can't see what's going on by only looking at the markets in the United States anymore.
Yeah.
So what you have to do, first thing you got to do is you got to understand the European Union. The European Union is destined to fail. It was installed in order to destroy the currencies of all the European countries again. And, of course, now this is a planned destruction that we're seeing here. They're trying to destroy all the currencies at the same time. Well, why? Well, because China is, you know, manipulating their currency to keep the price of labor low. We're manipulating our currency to keep our price of goods from them low. And then we sell them a bond for 30 years at 4%. We inflate our currency 10% a year. They lose 6% a year in purchasing power for 30 years. That's 40% of the money we promised to pay them.
Yeah.
So if you really understand inflation, if you're allowed to inflate the currency, you become the biggest crook. And so has the United States. We've become the biggest crook around the world.
Well, it's the same thing that happened with FDR back in 33 when he, you know, effectively makes it illegal to own gold, and then comes back 6 months later and says, well, no, you can have it. You just have to buy it back.
The significance of owning gold is that gold is portable land. And always in the common law, which our law is based on the common law of England, and always on the common law, he who owns the land makes the law.
Right.
And so, you know, this was the beauty of the American Union, is that the people could actually own the land. Now there's no ownership of land in the United States anymore. You know, the Communist Manifesto is completely implemented in our laws, and there's no ownership.
Yeah.
You know, all ownership is in the state now. I mean, just look at the deed of trust on your house. It says you're the tenant. So you think you own a house. Why don't they call it land? It's real estate. Why is it real estate? Well, because They've taken the title to the land. They formed a trust, and they've hypothecated the land to the Federal Reserve Bank to keep borrowing. They've hypothecated your work to the Federal Reserve Bank so they can keep borrowing. They've made you a constitutor of the debt. Now, a constitutor is when you are you're a surety. You're obligated to pay someone else's debt.
We got a break. Hold that thought. Pause. We'll be right back.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough PureEffect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future. Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough PureEffect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's...
There it is. Change your mind. That's it. You've got to do it. And I don't know how much time you have. I'm getting a little nervous now. You know, we've been talking about this crisis for years now. And, you know, people kind of laughed at us at first. And then they said, oh, well, yeah, you know what? They weren't that far off. And we've been beating the drums and beating the drums. And now it's time to change your mind, America. Dallas-Fort Worth, if you're listening out there on KHFX 1140 AM, today is the first day of the live broadcast 24/7 over the airwaves here in Dallas. And if you're listening, that means that it's your opportunity to start paying attention, learn the truth, and do something about it. I'm Rob Gray, joining you live tonight from Enchiladas Mexican Restaurant in the northeast part of town, Greenville and Walnut Hill or Park area. I'm joined tonight by a lot of our friends at Republic Broadcasting and Phil Pozdarek as well. Now, Phil, you've got a show. There he is. You've got a show Saturday from 10 to 12 Central. Is that right?
That's right. It's positively unconstitutional.
With your host, Phil.
You know, this past weekend I talked about the con and constitutional. And when you think about the con and constitutional, really it's a confidence game. And so you got to ask yourself, are you confident that your government's going to do the right thing?
Well, if our government did the right thing, then I'd be out of a job, and that would be really, you know, unfortunate for my welfare right now.
Are you confident they're working on your behalf, in your best interest?
I actually don't trust the government to do anything at all. If a solution comes out of the government, I have to, by default, question it, be skeptical of it, and, you know, try to avoid it at all costs. And a good example of that, just to get off the track here, and I know we've got to get back into talking about what we were talking about a moment ago, but Utah just passed what we call the legal tender law, where they've now made silver and gold legal tender again. And I'm saying to myself, okay, am I a fan of this? Do I want to see more states pass these legal tender laws? And, you know, I'm kind of mixed emotions about the whole thing because it sounds like a really great thing. But then I said to myself, I tried to sue a bank once. I tried to sue Wells Fargo Bank. And in small claims court, I got stonewalled by the judge. The defendant, the bank, didn't even show up, and the judge ruled in the bank's favor. How do you like that? It was me and the judge. And the judge said, well, I don't, you know, I think that they should have another chance to come out. You know, these bankers have bought and sold just about every politician out there, whether it's through campaign contributions or whatever tactics they use to own it. They've done it. And I'm saying to myself, okay, well, why would these bankers who have obviously bought and sold all these politicians let this legal tender law go into effect?
Well, it gives them more control.
My silver is now legal tender. They have the right to legislate it. They have the right to control it. They have the right to figure out how much I have, what it's worth, require me to report it. And I said, you know, I have to be skeptical of this because I think these guys are going to use this as a tool to come in and say, well, your gold and silver are now legal tender, which gives us jurisdiction over it.
You know, if we want the country to work again, it's really simple. We have to go back to free market principles, and we have to go back to free enterprise. But there is no free enterprise in the United States because there is an implied lien on everything that you purchase with a Federal Reserve note, because the Federal Reserve note is not money. It doesn't pay the debt. It discharges the debt. And some of the character of the debt remains after it's discharged, meaning that there is an implied lien on your automobile, even though you paid for it. There's still an implied lien.
Even after it's paid?
By the Federal Reserve. Sure. Your house is owned by the Federal Reserve. Why? Because the country is bankrupt and in receivership. The trustee, the Secretary of the Treasury, is the receiver of the bankruptcy of the United States. He's in charge. Little Timmy Geithner's in charge. Now, the Congress are the co-trustees of the bankruptcy, and so they have to work together. But, you know, if you listen, you know, for months before the whole debt crisis, you know, that they created, there was no debt crisis. Timmy Geithner told them, you're going to raise the debt limit. I mean, he's in charge of the bankruptcy. I mean, if your company has ever gone bankrupt and they've ever appointed a trustee and made you the debtor in possession of your company, then you understand what's happening in the United States. The country owes $14 trillion to the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve is the creditor. The nation is the debtor. And we're the sureties. And Americans don't understand their status because they've been lied to in the public fool system. They've been taught that they're free and they live in a republic. No one here lives in a republic. You're all communists.
Well, let's go back to what we were talking about before the break, and I think we've got another break coming up in a few moments. But we were talking about ownership, about land ownership, about property ownership, and how gold is portable land. I mean, it's property that you can take with you. And
if you think of it in terms of the King of England, he owned all the land. If you dug a gold mine in England and you took gold out of the mine, that was part of the land. It belonged to the king. And so here, under the original system that was set up, you know, every American was the lawmaker. He was the landholder. If he had a gold coin in his pocket, he was a landholder. He was an elector of the representatives. Right. They weren't lawmakers. We were the lawmakers, and they represented what we wanted made into law.
Let's come back after this short break and talk a little bit more about what's really happening here with property ownership. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Hey, did you ever think there might be another way? Just feel better about today. Oh no.
All right, Miles, we're back. I got my mouth full here because I'm eating taquitos.
I'm trying to swallow mine as well.
You got yours too. I was going to hand it off to you. I'm like, okay, well, I'm just going to let Paz take this one while I... Anyway, okay. Let's get back into talking about gold. Portable land, ownership. The Great American Experiment was all about that. It was about having people actually for the very first time, almost, I think, just about anywhere in the world.
I mean, it's very simple. The government was set up to protect our individual rights. It's that simple. And all the government has been trying to do is to take away all our rights and control everything that we do every step of the day. And they've done this by changing our status, by changing our nationality. People don't understand. There's been a genocide in the United States. They've killed off all the state nationals because every state is a separate country, and every person under international law is a citizen of the country of his birth. And so everyone has a nationality that they were born with here. You know, an act concerning the rights of American in foreign states says that all American citizens and their descendants are citizens of foreign states and owe their allegiance thereto.
Yeah.
So what's happened is they've tricked us. The communists have tricked us into the socialist system. And they've done this through a system of automatic naturalization. And this all has to go back to, you know, the Federal Reserve Bank, the Internal Revenue Service, and this whole birth certificate issue. And you know, we've all been naturalized as U.S. citizens. Now, remember, all U.S. citizens are criminals. And so, I mean, they got to regulate us with all their rules and their codes, their Roman civil law, you see, because we're all criminals. Well, why are we criminals? Well, we're in rebellion. We're in a quiet war against the republic of our birth. So, you know, by birth, I'm an Ohioan. but I've pledged allegiance to the United States, and I've become a communist U.S. citizen.
Yeah.
You know, the socialist security system, you know, that's why they give you the socialist surveillance number, so they can track how much money you make. This is what this legal tender law is all about, this gold and silver going on in Utah. They want to be able to track every transaction that you make. They don't want you to have a hard currency where you can enjoy the fruits of your labor and be paid with an asset that has real value and trade that in a free enterprise system with your fellow man with no taxes to them. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
They're completely against that. Trust me, they don't want that system at all.
Well, I talk to a lot of people that understand the inflation thing and the devaluation of the currency and how this has happened over, you know, 100 years now. We're looking at the Federal Reserve going into an act of Congress in 1913 to where we are now. It's almost 100 years. And over that 100 years, the dollar's lost, you know, 98% so far of its purchasing power. But you can draw, you know, a very similar comparison.
An easy way to look at it is, as you know, is that by law, 371 grains of pure silver is a dollar.
Right.
Okay, and so if you go back to 1923, the Liberty dollars were 1 ounce coin, 90% silver. Mm-hmm. Well, that's about 371 grains of pure silver.
Yep.
Well, that 1 ounce coin now in the marketplace, you're going to pay $40 to $45 for that coin now.
Yeah.
And so by law, I mean, there's a law out there that says that they have to exchange these Federal Reserve notes for lawful money. And lawful money is coin of the realm. And so by law, they have to exchange $1 for a $40 silver coin. I mean, that's how bad the, you know, the system is out of whack.
It's 98%. Well, the point that I was going to make is that people, you can convince people of that fact just by showing them the numbers. But you can draw a parallel there to demonstrate what's happened with our legal system, with our system of law, and how over generations they've taken these little things, and they keep doing these little things every couple of years to say, okay, well, now you're a 14th Amendment citizen, and now you've got this naturalization, and now you've got this. And you keep stacking these things on top to where we are now, where we don't have the right to do anything as a U.S. citizen. We've got to get permission from the government for everything. You know, a lot of people look at that and say, ah, it's all conspiracy theory. But look at the string of events that have happened in our legal system to completely change and subvert the, you know,
Every once in a while, the elitists, you know, let the cat out of the bag, like Mitt Romney at the straw poll, in Iowa.
You are a corporation, young man.
He told people that corporations are people, too. People were saying, oh, well, the corporation's this, the corporation's that. He said corporations are people, too. And I think his meaning, to be fair with Mitt Romney, is that he was meaning that the corporation is made up of people.
Yeah.
And those people are getting paid by the corporation. So corporations are just groups of people.
Yeah.
Well, I think the author of the Frankenstein novel had it right. See, what a corporation is a Frankenstein monster. It's a non-living artificial person that's made up of the members of many other people.
Right.
And these things now have been unleashed with the same rights. They're citizens of the United States, actually, the corporations, these non-living artificial persons. And, of course, they have all the money, so they lobby the Congress, who makes laws on their behalf. And now what? Frankenstein monsters are running everywhere, terrorizing the living people.
Talk to me a little bit about the judges complaining about their compensation. This was a funny thing you mentioned to me a few moments ago.
Oh, yeah, there was a lawsuit. Let's see, the lawsuit was back in 1976 by 44 federal judges, and it was entitled Atkins et al. Versus the United States. And the 44 judges complained that as a result of inflation, the compensation of federal judges has been substantially diminished each year since 1969, causing direct and continuing monetary harm to plaintiffs. The real value of the dollar decreased by approximately 34.5% from March 15, 1969 to October 1, 1975. As a result, plaintiffs have suffered an unconstitutional deprivation of earnings. And in their prayer for relief, they claimed damages for the constitutional violations enumerated above measured as the diminution of his earnings for the entire period since March the 9th, 1969.
Did they win?
I don't think so. he who has the gold makes the rules.
So wait. You can't go to the government right now and tell them that your money's been devalued by 98% since 1910, 1913, and they don't pay you back?
Well, it's my understanding that up until 1971, until Richard Nixon closed the gold window, that Saudi officials would routinely come to the United States and exchange their paper dollars for gold at Federal Reserve branch banks across the nation at the then specified $35 an ounce. So they could come here and they could actually exchange their money for gold at the bank.
Really? For $35 an ounce?
Well, that was the set rate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the whole premise of a gold standard, is that, you have a set value for the asset. And, of course, the problem with the set value for the asset is that, what happens if there's suddenly a new development where they can just make gold real cheap at the power plant?
Yeah.
They can just, go and take mercury and nickel and, drive an atom into the other one and, transmute it into gold cheap. Then all of a sudden you'd have a system where you'd have deflation because you'd have a glut of gold all of a sudden, artificial gold. Or if there was a huge gold strike somewhere that artificially increased the supply, then the value might potentially drop. But we can look at the Roman Empire and the Republic of Rome and their first currency system, which was based on zinc. So the base currency was a medium of exchange that had no value.
Yeah.
The system worked exceptionally well. And the reason that the system worked exceptionally well is because they didn't inflate the currency at first. And so, as long as our government would just stop inflating the currency, or only inflate the currency in proportion to growth in population. So say if the population grows 3%, okay, you can inflate the currency 3%. I mean, this, pretends that we would have, a balanced budget. And, of course, Americans had better watch what they ask for, because, what could happen very quickly now is a 14 or a 15% devaluation in the currency overnight, where you would wake up and your currency would be worth, 85% of what it is. So if you had 10 grand in the bank in the morning, you'd wake up, you'd have $8,500 in the bank. And this could help, this could happen very rapidly. What I look to see happen over the next 4 years is I'm looking to see large inflation rates, 20, 30, 50, 100% a year for the next 3 or 4 years until 2016. Actually, about October of 2015, I think that there's going to be, currency crisis of the United States. We're going to be the next Greece in 4 years.
What's October 2015? What's the significance of that month?
It's at the end of a series of cycles. Business cycles, monetary cycles, life cycles, and they all seem to
converge on that.
Converge between October 2015 and January of 2016. And this is, these are wheels that have been set in motion, and these are huge wheels. These are, large amounts of dollars. See, people don't understand the monetary system at all. Let me give you an example. There's $64 trillion worth of real estate in the United States, but there's only $3 trillion in currency in circulation. And so if everybody wanted to sell all their property all at once to one another, well, even half the people couldn't, you'd need $30 trillion. There's only 10% of that amount in circulation.
Right.
And so the way that we create the currency, the Bretton Woods Agreement, the whole 30-year bond deal, this is a crime. Why? Because of usury. Because when you create money, a bond at interest, a 30-year bond with 4% interest, the sum of the payments of that 30-year bond is $220. So I create $100. I spend that. If I'm the government, if I'm Timothy Geithner, I call the printing and engraving office. He sends me a $100 bond at 4% for 30 years. I sell that at the auction. I collect $100. I spend, the government spends that $100 into circulation. But now we owe 4 times 30 is $120 in interest on that. But every year, 4 of that 100 comes out of circulation. So you got 96, 92, 88, 84, 80. After 25 years, the entire 100 is paid out of the system, and there's no money left to pay the $100 in principal or the $20 that remains in interest. And so you have to borrow more. You have to create more bonds. This creates an ever-expanding debt until we have the situation that we're in today, which is all the banks of the world are technically insolvent. That means they're bankrupt. They have all the bad debt, from 2008 still on their books. Of course, they've got it in some, you know, off-balance sheet, fund in Honolulu or, you know, Caribbean or some non-existent island of man corporation or something. But that's beside the point. The real point is that the 14th Amendment and the new constitutional system that it sets up makes us the surety of the debt. And we cannot question the validity of the public debt. And they're going to borrow more and more and more and more until the interest on the debt consumes all the labor. And then all the currencies will collapse at the same time. And what you'll have is the new tyranny. You'll have the one world currency. You'll have the one world government of unelected, appointed officials. Appointed by who? The money powers. Who are they? They're the man. They're the wizard behind the curtain pulling the strings.
All right, so it's been said that there are three strategies. One is bury your head in the sand and forget about it, act like there's nothing going on.
You mean be a U.S. citizen?
Well, I mean, like, be somebody that sits down on the couch and watches 4.5 hours of TV every day.
Typical U.S. citizen.
like you said, I'm sorry, U.S. citizen. Strategy number two is get out of here. Head for the hills. You know, start a farm somewhere, grow some chickens and your raw milk and your almonds and live on the land.
Where are you going to run to?
Well,
all the countries in the world are communist countries. Basically, we've spread democracy to all but six countries of the world, and those are some of the worst communist countries in the world. They're just resisting our central bank. You realize there's only six countries in the world that don't have a central bank that's controlled by the Anglo-American, the British American Empire.
Any idea what they are off the top of your head?
Off the top of my head, I think we refer to them as the Axis of Evil. Yes, they're evil. We can't issue our debt currency and enslave their children and steal their money. They must be evil. And they are Iran, North Korea, Sudan, Libya. Well, we just took over Libya, so they'll have a new bank symbol. Is not under the dominion of our bond traders who get you to pledge your life and your work and your children for the promise of a free bowl of soup upon your retirement. What a deal.
Okay, so short of heading for one of the countries that are a member, Axis of Evil. Third strategy is stay and fight. What is a person that's just learning about this stuff now to actually do about it? I mean, what is it? Like, okay, I wake up tomorrow morning, I stretch, and I yawn, and I say, okay, today I'm going to do something about this problem. What are the proposed solutions?
Again, I recommend that you change your nationality and you go back to living in the republics. The republics of the states still exist.
Okay, I know that can be done. And I'm well aware of that process. I think that's going to be a big nut for a lot of people to
see. This is the lawful political body of the United States. And if you want to fight against the insurgents, against the criminals, against the kleptocracy who's stealing all your money, then you have to do it from a lawful basis. Because remember, the United States must comply with international law. Otherwise, you have world war. And I really believe that that's where we're headed. And we're, you know, less than 10 years away, I think.
Well, okay. So that's one strategy. Another one, one that I promote very very actively is getting at least your own money protected by getting it back to gold and silver. Gold, silver, copper, you know, if...
And I definitely think that you ought to have some silver, copper, and gold coins, you know, at your disposal. During a hyperinflationary period, you'll be able to buy, you know, excellent assets for very little money.
Sure.
But only if you have money.
Right.
Other things that are of value in these kind of situations or other things that are used as currency are, you know, things like cigarettes, things like alcohol, gasoline, all the consumable types of things. You won't believe soap, shampoo. If you have a currency crisis, what happens first is that the federal government will step in and they'll place wage and price controls. And so they'll say, oh, you can't sell a gallon of milk for over $5 a gallon.
Yeah.
When it costs the farmer $20 a gallon to produce the milk.
Right.
And so the farmer goes out of business and he stops producing the milk and you go to the store and there isn't any.
You know, this reminds me of a book that I once read a couple times.
And so during this time, if you have consumable items, a shot of whiskey, See, a gallon, you know, a bottle of whiskey is divisible. You can hand it out by the shot. A pack of cigarettes is divisible. There's 20 of them in a pack.
Right.
And so these are the kinds of things. Of course, gold and silver coins are, you know, are the best because, you know, they're tracked on a regular market that, you know, places a value on them every minute of every day.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a much better way to go.
Well,
what people have to understand is that the difference between the Jeffersonian idea of the United States and the Hamiltonian, the Alexander Hamilton idea of the United States, is the difference between living subsistence on a farm
and
working with a big corporation.
We'll be right back.
Ladies, gentlemen, Americans, meet Steve Boss.
The American dream has become a nightmare.
Steve Boss.
We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not.
To meet and see Steve Boss perform live, you need to be at Get Prepared Expo, September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri, downtown at the Expo Center, all for $9 tickets. Get yours at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss Steve Boss in concert live at Get Prepared Expo, September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri.
Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Broadcasting live from Enchiladas. Thank you, everyone. Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for coming out tonight. We're here, Enchiladas Mexican Restaurant in Dallas, Texas, broadcasting September 1st, 2011, the very first day of Republic Broadcasting live on KHFX 1140 AM here in Dallas-Fort Worth. Tune in. Tell your friends. Let them know that they can handle the truth, and this is the place to get it. I'm joined here tonight by my co-host, Phil Pozderek. Phil, you've got a show here every Saturday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., positively unconstitutional, where I'm sure you dig a whole lot more into these issues and tell people actually what the solutions are and how to get into them. But right before the break, we were talking about the difference between Jeffersonian and Hamiltonian ways of thinking, the strategies, the plans, the implementation of government.
Well, basically, you know, Jefferson saw a mostly rural community where everybody had a plot of land. Everybody grew some of their own food. Everybody grew hemp. Everybody, you know, grew hemp to make paper and stuff. And, of course, Jefferson himself made nails. And, you know, that was his trade good. And so basically every man traded with every other man, and we didn't need these massive multinational corporations to build these skyscrapers. Of course, the Hamiltonian system, you know, was the other direction, was to go to the banking institution and to create money out of thin air so that we can have all this now and, you know, the next generation be damned. We're not going to pay our debts. We're just going to kick the can down the road to our kids and our grandkids. And, of course, what's really happened is we've hired a, you know, a Mac Daddy to collect the bill for our retirement.
The long-legged
Mac Daddy is here to collect our Social Security from the next generation, from the generation of our children. And there's 78 million of us, and there's 150 million of them. And so every two of them has got to pay half of my Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
Unless, you know, you give up your Social Security and you get out of this system.
You know, and that's so funny, too, because the sheer numbers, how many people complain about Social Security, but actually look at the sheer numbers behind it. I mean, 78 million on Social Security and 150 million expected to pay for those 78 million. I mean, like you said, two for one. It's not sustainable.
You know, when you look at the numbers, they have to cut the value of the dollar in half every 7 years from now until 2032. So they can cover the $112 trillion or so dollars in entitlements that they've promised us.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, when we talk about the debt default, they've already defaulted on the people of the United States. You know, they've raised your retirement age from 65 to 67 years and 10 months. That's 3 years more that you got to work. They've already defaulted on us. They took the money that we paid into Social Security, $4.5 trillion, and they spent it to buy votes. And now there's no money in the trust. Now the trust is running negative. They have to borrow money. In fact, if you look at the budget, 90% of the budget is eaten up with entitlements.
Well, all right, here's the problem, though. People are hearing this right now. They're hearing it across the airwaves, across the internet, across the country. They're hearing it, and they know it. They can't avoid the truth anymore. It's time to pay attention, and it's going to scare a lot of people. A lot of people are going to sit there, and they're not going to know what to do. And you know, the question is, what do we really need to see happen in order to get ourselves over these crises and back to solutions?
The message is unity. Everyone has got to agree to take care of themselves, to be responsible for themselves. But how can you be responsible for yourself when the government steals 20% of the fruits of your labor off the top and the other 90% off the back?
Yeah.
So, you know, what has to happen is we have to get away from this nanny state. We have to get away from this welfare warfare, you know, state.
I think that's it. I think we're wrapping up. Pause. Thanks so much for coming out. Have a great night. We'll see you again on Saturday.
I'll talk to you then. Thanks.
What if taxes soar not only for the rich, but for you? Can you survive when the stock market tanks? History has proven that all this and more may be just around the corner. It's not too late for you to prepare for the uncertainty which lies ahead. Protect your money now or forever. Kiss it goodbye. Call Republic Trading Group today and take advantage of our special offerings. We are